Now, a lot of times we quote, "You should know the truth and truth will set you free." Well, that's not exactly all that's said there. You listen. You read the verse before that. Don't ever read that verse alone again. It says, if you continue in my word, if you continue in my word, you'll know the truth. And then, see, if I know the truth because I'm continuing in the word, I'm continuing to hear, continuing to understand, continuing to do the word, then I'm free. When I look at James, let me read it to you another way. Now, let me give my same example to those who are new. The scripture doesn't say a lot of different things. It says a few things many different ways. If we talk about lime green, everybody has some visage of what color that is. We also, if you're an old timer, you would call it chartreuse. They're very similar. If you're new in the decorating scheme, you keep up with colors, it's Granny Apple Smith green. Now, it doesn't matter what you call it. It's the same thing. It's green. Now, I don't know about you, but my grandmother had a Davenport. You know the Davenport? Okay. Historically, it became the settee. You know the settee? You know what the settee is today?
Yes.
It's the sofa. And those aren't different things. It's different eras of time. It's the experience to her. It was always a Davenport. She's born 1900-something rather, and it was a Davenport. And when she said Davenport to me, I didn't know exactly what she wanted me to do. I don't know the Davenport. This verse in James is exactly like that. When John talked about knowing the truth and doing the truth and your soul, he uses the term, let's get him up here so we look at him. He uses the term, your soul prospers. But James says your soul is saved. It's in chapter 1. He's not talking about salvation and the new birth. He's talking, look at James. If you look at chapter 1, verse 2, it says, my brethren. He's talking to Christians. You look at chapter 2, verse 1, he says, my brethren. Chapter 3, he says, my brethren. All through this, it's very, very clear. He's talking to the body of Christ, to the Christians, to the new believers. He's not talking about salvation, the new birth, you must be born again. He's talking to those who are born again. He said, you need your soul saved. Now, that's the same thing as if your soul prospers. That's the mind, the will, and the emotions. It's in chapter 1, verse 24, wherefore lay apart. Now, we would never use that term, lay apart. We'd say, you want to set that down? You want to set that aside? You want to quit doing that this minute? See, words and terminology has changed, but the truth is the same. If it's green, if it's lime, or chartreuse, or Granny Applesmith green, it's green. Now, my mom always painted her house a shade of lime green. And Daddy called me one day, always they painted it that color. He said, we chose a new color for the house. Would you come look? They lived in Auburndale. I said, sure, and I'll come over. Well, I spotted that house 2 blocks out. And I said, Daddy, you told me you painted a new color. He said, well, that's a different color. I went. It was a little more mint green than Mother would have ordinarily chosen. I found out Mother died first, that a lot of things I thought were Mother's fault actually were Daddy's. Because when we went to paint the house, to sell Daddy's house, Wayne put 3 colors on the back of the house and rolled Daddy in the wheelchair back there so he could select. And he said, well, where's the green? It was 3 shades of brown, which was the selling shade right of that decade, you know. Lay apart. Put that down. Don't do this anymore. Set this aside. All filthiness, superfluity of no, that's my favorite. Superfluity is excess. This is naughty big time. That's what that is. Receive, watch, with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. Receive with meekness, gentleness, the engrafted word. Now, I looked up how you graft trees. Wayne's dad used to let a man graft orange trees on their property. They had sour orange trees for years growing there, and he would graft and make a sweet orange. Sour orange trees produce fruit that's very bitter. You can't really use those. And when they grafted them, they would take a branch of the sweet that they were interested in, and they would bind it around the sour orange stalk. Now, I looked it up. This is what it said exactly. The purpose of grafting, you listen to this, is permanent union. And the purpose purpose of grafting is permanent union with the word of the living God. He said, you need to graft my word. Why? Because your mind, when you got born again, nothing changed about your mind. You had to change your mind. You had to renew your mind. You had to strip your mind of some thoughts and go to other thoughts. Permanent union. Do you know that isn't any different from what Jesus said? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, that's grafting. That's permanent union. It doesn't matter if you're grafted in, you're united to, you continue in, you remain in, you hear and do.